A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The Lord said to me, "You are my servant Israel, through whom I show my glory. Now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him, and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, the Lord says, for you to be my servant, to raise up tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth." The word of the Lord.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
I have waited for the Lord, and he stooped toward me and heard my cry, and he put a new song into my mouth, a hymn to our God.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
Sacrifice or offering you wish not, but ears open to obedience you gave me. Holocausts or sin offerings you sought not. Then said I, "Behold, I come."
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
In the written scroll it is prescribed for me to do your will. O my God is my delight, and your law is within my heart.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
I announced your justice in the vast assembly. I did not restrain my lips, as you, O Lord, know.
Here am I, Lord, I come to do your will.
A reading from the beginning of the first letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. Paul, called to be an apostle of Christ Jesus by the will of God, and Sosthenes, our brother, to the church of God that is in Corinth, to you who have been sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be holy, with all those everywhere who call upon the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Alleluia.
The Word of God became flesh and dwelt among us.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, 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 Alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John.
John the Baptist saw Jesus coming toward him and said, "Behold the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. He is the one of whom I said, 'A man is coming after me who ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' I did not know him, but the reason why I came baptizing with water was that he might be made known to Israel." John testified further, saying, "I saw the Spirit come down like a dove from heaven and remain upon him. I did not know him, but the one who sent me to baptize with water told me, 'On whomever you see the Spirit come down and remain, he is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.' Now I have seen and testified that he is the Son of God." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
It's so great to be with y'all this evening. As Father Kyle said, I'm Deacon Kevin, and I grew up in Metairie. I went to Jesuit High School, and I graduated in 2011. So I know I don't necessarily look it, but I am 30 years old. And for the past 4.5 years, I've been at Notre Dame Seminary. So it's in New Orleans on South Carrollton, right across the street from the Rockin' Bowl. And so that's where, you know, I live, and I've been studying and preparing for the priesthood. And thank God I'm in my last year of seminary. And so when I first entered, I really didn't know if I was called to be a priest. It was just something that had been on my mind on and off for a few years. So I just decided to give seminary a shot. And I'm really just so glad that I did. It wasn't long after I started seminary that I'd realized that, you know, I really am being called to the priesthood, and the priesthood is what God built me for. So God willing, I'll be ordained a priest June 3rd of this year. Last summer, though, I was ordained a deacon. So before becoming a priest, people usually spend a year first as a deacon, kind of getting their feet wet in ministry. And so that's where I'm at right now. And really, I just want to thank anyone here who's ever prayed for vocations. Those prayers have been a huge help to me. You know, I personally benefited from them. There's just a ton of grace in that nudge to check seminary out, and then the process of seminary formation, the 5 years. There's a lot of grace. So thank you all so much for those prayers. And then I also want to say, based on my own experience and some of the other guys in seminary with me, I can say that if you or anyone you know has thought about priesthood or religious life, you know, a little bit seriously or on and off again, it's definitely worth looking into. That interest and that openness can actually be God's way of calling you into seminary. And the seminary or a place of formation is the perfect place to figure out whether or not you're called. And so some people, you know, they enter seminary and they're just like totally clear, like God made it super obvious that they're supposed to be a priest or a sister, but that's definitely not everyone, that definitely wasn't me. But I do know a number of guys who were unsure but entered and spent at least a year there with open minds and hearts ready to do God's will. And some of those men are going to become priests, and other men, though, they just got clarity that God is calling them to a different direction. But still, seminary is just a huge blessing for those guys, too. It's a time where you get to focus on your spiritual life and just figure out your vocation, get some clarity. And so I've been in seminary long enough where I know some guys that did, you know, being able to leave seminary, sure that they were called to marriage. And so a number of those guys are now married and having kids. And here I am, you know, about to step forward and being ordained. But it's just so wonderful that they're doing that vocation because, as y'all know, we're not all called to be priests, but we are made for something. As Isaiah said, God forms us in the womb. God has a plan for the world, and within that, He has a plan for us. He has a plan for you. God formed us with that plan He has for you in mind. So that's why we never have to fear our vocation, because it's what we were built for. That's where we can find the truest fulfillment, doing what we were made to do. So what you value most, your talents, all of that that you've
been given, it wasn't just given by God at random. It was given for a purpose, by a God who loves you and wanted to equip you and to lead you into his plans for you. So I do ask, what is God calling you to? What are his hopes for you? Is there something that God is leading you towards? A lot of the time, I think we underestimate our role and underestimate what God needs us to be. That's what Israel was doing in our first reading, as we heard. God asked Israel to serve him, and Israel said, yes, God, I'm ready to serve. But they thought their vocation was just to gather back the brother tribes of Israel, to bring Israel back together under God. But God had something bigger in mind. He needed Israel to do that, but also to be a light to all nations, to bring all people under God. A tall order, but look where we Christians are now. Billions of people from all nations gathered all around the world, coming together to worship God every Sunday, every Easter vigil, or every vigil mass. So that job that Israel didn't even think was possible really did come true. And as you know, God is still not done spreading his word. He wants all people to hear the good news and accept it with joy, so their sins can be wiped away, and so they can enter into that life-giving relationship with God. God wants more people like John the Baptist who can point to Jesus and lead people to him. He wants all people, even people who right now are non-believers or who don't practice the faith, to know Jesus and to love Jesus. And most of the time, I think, for that plan to come about, it's not the job of the priest. And what I mean is, I've been able to meet so many amazing priests since I started seminary, holy men who do amazing work. But their main calling is to be in the parish, to be giving out the sacraments and helping out with the ministries and making sure they flow well. So priests spend the vast majority of the time in the parish, not the outside world. But God does have a plan for each of our families, for each of our neighborhoods, in each of our places of work. And his plans for those places of work, they involve you. The lay faithful who live in the world, work in the world, and just have daily interactions with people, many of whom might never step in a church, unless they're led to Jesus and invited. So there's this really beautiful partnership between a priest and his parishioners. A priest serves his people. He pours out himself into them and helps them grow in their faith. But then after every mass, the people are sent out into the world to take some of what we do here and bring some of that goodness out into the world. Because you are the light of the world, a world which has so much darkness. You're a light that transforms the world and offers hope to the hopeless by pointing people to Jesus. And so that's why the church definitely needs priests and lay faithful, people like you all. The way I see it, God gives each of us like an area of influence, an area where we can spread goodness. And for a priest, it seems like it's mostly the parish. Not the only thing, but that's the most of his time is there. But for everyone else, I think it involves the home, family, coworkers, your neighborhood, and just all the places that you frequent on a day-to-day basis. In the first reading, Israel thought that their area of influence was just the Israelites. But God told them that it was much, much bigger. They needed to spread God to all nations they came across. So to end, I ask, what is your sense of God's plan for you? Is there anything more, anything bigger that God needs from you? Maybe it is to share the gospel with someone, or maybe it's something totally different. But whatever it is that God is calling you to do, even if it is something really big, there's no reason to run from it or to put up any resistance. God can do amazing things through us, and God made you with your calling in mind.